Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A new lawsuit is seeking to give absentee voters in Alaska a chance to fix mail-in ballot errors that would prevent their votes from being counted. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that while voters are able to fix ballot mistakes in some municipal elections, Alaska state law doesn't provide for a similar process. State law currently requires that voters be notified their ballots were rejected within 60 days of election results being certified. The lawsuit seeks to require the State Division of Elections to notify voters their ballots were rejected because of a lack of signature or identifying information before the votes are certified and give them a chance to correct it. The Department of Law argues there is no justification for the plaintiffs waiting until shortly before the election to challenge the constitutionality of a longstanding law. Anchorage Superior Court Judge Andrew Guidi was scheduled to hear oral arguments in the case this morning. A Fairbanks woman is safe after being lost near a cabin off the Steese Highway. Alaska State Troopers say 43-year-old Jocelyn Greenlee was reported to have walked away from the cabin near Mile 76 Tuesday morning, and when she had not returned after several hours, friends began searching for her. Troopers, a wilderness search and rescue team, two helicopters, and a Civil Air Patrol plane joined the effort yesterday. They say ground searchers found Greenlee alive but hypothermic about 2 miles from the cabin yesterday afternoon. Greenlee was treated on scene until a helicopter arrived and flew her to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. The Alaska School Activities Association has canceled fall state championship events in light of the state's worsening pandemic situation. According to an ASA release, schools are allowed to complete competitions within their regions until November 22nd. The association additionally postponed all upcoming winter sports and activities, including hockey, skiing, and basketball, until a revised calendar is issued. I'm Dan Bross.